This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis says he wishes the state had had more help from the federal government in testing for COVID-19. He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition.
I mean, they've sent a couple of swabs here and there, a couple thousand swabs. I mean, they haven't hurt us, but in any material way, they haven't helped us. We've largely built our capabilities at our state lab, our hospitals, our private providers, suppliers from South Korea and across the world.
Polis says some businesses could reopen in a couple weeks and that he hopes the state and the state's economy is on the upswing. People unhappy with Colorado's stay-at-home order plan to protest in Denver and Grand Junction this weekend. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The demonstrations follow similar ones around the country. The idea is for protesters to mainly stay in their cars, driving around in a group to demand the government reopen. The Grand Junction protest is on Saturday. Denver's is on Sunday, hosted near the state capitol by a group called Reopen Colorado. One organizer says the statewide order is too broad and causes too much economic pain. Instead, he wants to see more targeted measures, like quarantines for older and at-risk people, requiring masks outside the home, and having businesses take people's temperatures before letting them in. Governor Polis has said he's still evaluating when and how the state will start to reopen. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Soldiers from Fort Carson near Colorado Springs returned home to Colorado last night after a stint in Washington State, where they helped with the medical response. The 200 soldiers now have to self-quarantine for a couple of weeks. This is CPR News.